Legal troubles for one of Central America's richest and most eccentric former politicians seem to grow every day. Prosecutors in Panama have arrested aides who worked closely with former President Ricardo Martinelli, and they recently stripped him of his criminal immunity. The self-made supermarket magnate has been accused of stealing millions of dollars from the government. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, Martinelli has taken refuge in Miami and says the accusations are part of a political vendetta.
Ricardo Martinelli wasn't always rich. He started off as a credit officer at Citibank in Panama. He bought one business, then another. Among his holdings now, the country's largest supermarket chain, known for bargain prices and catchy jingles. But while his Super 99 ads may get Panamanians' hips moving, Martinelli's alleged pilfering and profiteering makes their blood boil. The accusations swirling around the former president seem to grow daily. They range from stealing tens of millions of dollars from the National Food Assistance Program to widespread eavesdropping on business competitors and political enemies alike. Civic activist Aurelio Barilla says in 2009, Martinelli campaigned as a reformer. He liked to say his administration will jump into the job feet, patas first, and keep his manos, hands to himself, a reference to past presidents' propensity for thievery.
They put both in there, you know, la pata y la mano and the whole body, you know.
Estimates of how much Martinelli and associates stole are as high as $100 million, said Panama's current president earlier this month. And it seems every day more victims of Martinelli's extensive spying program come to light, which included clandestine videotaping, skimming of text messages and phone tapping, like this one collected from the cellular of leftist legislator Zulay Rodriguez in a heated conversation with her husband. Rodriguez says their fight was not only secretly taped, but then posted to YouTube.
Una conversación, oye, eso es entre mi esposo, eso nadie debe.
Sitting in her office next to the National Assembly, Rodriguez says this was a private conversation that no one should have heard. She says she had no idea how sophisticated and extensive Martinelli's surveillance was until after he left office in July of last year, and she saw the files he kept on her and dozens of other victims.
Todo lo que yo tenía de mis correos electrónicos interceptado.
They had all my emails, voicemails, and my text messages, says Rodriguez. She says Martinelli even took a video of her having relations with her husband. For his part, Martinelli vehemently denies all the charges. He left the country earlier this year and won't talk to the press. Multiple requests for an interview through his lawyers and spokesman were denied, but he does tweet daily. He says he's the victim of political revenge by the current president. Despite the mounting evidence against him, he still has supporters. After all, the economy grew impressively during his five-year administration due to the country's massive construction boom led by the expansion of the Panama Canal and his big-ticket infrastructure projects.
Próxima estación, Vía Argentina.
Like the $2 billion, 9-mile-long metro, Central America's only subway, which has cut writer Diosalina Villegas' daily commute from 2 hours each way to less than 40 minutes.
Lo dicen, pero para el pueblo quedó algo positivo.
They say he did some bad things, says Villegas, but in my book, Martinelli did a lot of good for the people, too. Writer Jorge Colon is happy with the metro, too, and all the new roads, highways, and sports facilities Martinelli built.
Él planteaba un proyecto enorme, pero sacó un beneficio de cada proyecto.
But he says with each big project, it seems Martinelli got a big benefit, too. He says he hopes the former Panamanian president is brought home to face justice. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Thank you.